pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis, Derek Stenson taking care of business here on this Friday, the day before the championships. And in just moments, O.J. Simpson goes to jail.
Perfect, perfect. My grandma will finally, bless her soul, rest in peace today, knowing he is behind bars.
Tim McMahon from the Dallas Morning News will join us later on in the program to preview, obviously, the biggest NFL football game of the year, Dallas at Pittsburgh, coming up on Sunday.
Now, Doug, you said it. I don't think that's an understatement at all, seeing as how Dallas and the Atlanta Falcons seem to be how the Atlanta Falcons are in a playoff race. I have no idea with a young quarterback, Matt Ryan, the rookie, but nonetheless, they find themselves. Injuries hurt the team when they should have had a couple more wins. Well, they're sitting at 8-4, and they really, I think, need to win two more games. I think 10 wins surely get you into the playoffs, but some people think 11, so three out of the next four. So you got to go to Pittsburgh and hope to steal one, I think.
Yeah, you see what he did there? Steal at Pittsburgh. You didn't even know you did it. That's the best part about it. That is the game coming up on Sunday. Also on the program in just a moment, we were so jam-packed yesterday that we pushed back our NFL power rankings to today. Johnny Casino, Pigskin Pick'em. Daddy will make his selections for the weekend, and you get it just once a year. It's more highly touted than anything Colin Cowherd says. It's Doug's lock of the year in college football. And it is coming up later today on the show. And may I remind you that I am 4-0 in my locks of the year on the Doug and Danny Show. At the beginning of the year, when I didn't pull the trigger and got like 3-4-star selections right, I'm kicking myself in the head because I could have been right, and now I'm putting it on the line today. Lock of the year.
Well, you didn't want to wait till bowl season.
No, and there's about three games, actually, that I kind of like this weekend, and I'm not sure, but I'm not
You've zeroed into it.
I've zeroed in.
You've zeroed in. I think that's good because, there's not a lot of great matchups. I guess if you're looking spread-wise, close games in the college ranks especially, there's a lot of games like last night where Rutgers, Louisville, have you returned home and they just failed to show up last night. I don't know how you do that. It's 49-7 at the half, and just total domination and embarrassment. And gosh, to do that. And Rutgers, of course, Randy Schiano, one of those coaches that was everybody's kind of on his radar, thinking he would leave. They gave him more money. He's sticking around. Nonetheless, he kind of puts it to Louisville last night. Now,
after just a horrid start to the season, those two teams went opposite directions. Louisville down, Rutgers up, and, this shows, I guess, you can turn things around. Also on the show today, an email from H-Man. H-Man has an email that might irritate Husker fan. It might irritate Husker fan. And we're giving away a Sun Heat space heater system today on the Doug and Daddy Show for our hot topic of the week. You can still weigh in at 1-888-455-ESPN, or of course email the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, valued at hundreds of dollars. We're giving away one a week through Christmas, so you still got a chance. Save some money. Who doesn't like to do that with the energy efficient space heater from Sun Heat? And that's coming up later on in the show today. But right now, let's get right into it. It's a day of football. It's not a day of football. Before we do our power rankings, we will take a look at the opening night of the high school sports season last night.
Tong. What's that? Oh, that's another three-pointer off the rim by Axtell.
I'll tell you what, there's a heck of a house or a heck of a brick building that Axtell left in Pleasanton last night. I mean, you can laugh at it now.
We're fighting. We don't mean any ill intention.
You can laugh at it. Axtell wins the basketball game, but it was something unlike I've ever seen, Brent Heinrich's coach has ever seen, the fans have ever seen. Axtell ranked number one in Huskerland prep, and not at all in the Lincoln Journal Star. Sixth in the Omaha. And Axtell going to Pleasanton, and boy, it was physical, rugged boys basketball game last night. And Pleasanton ranked as well, but Axtell was expected to win this basketball game. Well, Pleasanton came out and just played tough, hard, didn't give in, and really did well. Mitch Olson, he's going to be the leader of this basketball team for Pleasanton, and they were able to build a 13-point lead in a low-scoring basketball game last night that Axtell eventually won 50-46. The reason it was low-scoring for Axtell is in the first quarter, they shot 7 3-pointers. They didn't make any of them. In the second quarter, they stayed consistent. They shot 7 more 3-pointers. They didn't make any of them. So they're 0-14 at half. So you figure, well, maybe we disband, we get away from the 3-point shot.
Oh, no.
No, in the third quarter, I believe, 5 3-point attempts.
None.
Missed them all. So 0-for-20.
But now you're thinking the blind squirrel theory's got to happen.
I mean, if that kid that they kept showing on ESPN can throw one back over his head to win the game, you know, eventually a 3-pointer has got to go in. I mean, let's face it, Tony, we can shoot 20 threes and make one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty confident about that.
Yes.
Underhanded.
I don't know about underhanded.
It's just, you know, one of those things. They're going to go out some night and hit like 8 out of 10. So we go to the fourth quarter. They're behind. They need to get back in the game. Normally that would be maybe we hit a couple threes. Attempt 21. Clank. Attempt 22. No clank because it didn't hit anything. Attempt 23. Boink. Attempt 24. Bank. In fact, there was one time they went down the court and got 3 3-pointers off because they kept getting the offensive rebound. Clank. And didn't hit any of them. 0-for-25 from three-point land, and then the skies opened, the sun shone through, and on attempt number 26, Bryce Runge breaks the streak and makes a three-point bucket, and the crowd goes nuts. I mean, this is an intense game, but still the moment as the three-pointer goes through. 1-for-26, they attempt 2 more misses, and Axtell, according to my book, was 1-for-28 in the boys' basketball game from three-point land, had 53 rebounds, and managed to win that game last night, 50-46. It's something they'll be able to look back at and laugh, hopefully, as the season progresses, because they're going to be pretty good. You have to be pretty good to be 1-for-28 and still win the game.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Doug. And, you know, obviously just coming off of the football season, trying to get their legs under them, probably, you know, getting to see Brent Heinrich's last couple of days saying, why don't you, you know, we're really coming around the last couple of days. I like we're kind of rounding into a little bit of form because the first week and a half was pretty rough. But they're going to be fine, but 1-for-28. You're right, Doug. They're going to look back on that and say, remember that.
Kearney boys fall in the first round of the Hays City Shootout, 65-56 last night. The girls win 50-32. So the girls play at 7:30 tonight. The boys play a consolation game at 9:15. In other basketball action, in the Hastings College Tournament, the same teams all won their doubleheaders. They were doubleheader sweeps last night. Grand Island Central Catholic, Ravenna, Kearney Catholic, Sandy Creek. You'll hear the Kearney Catholic, Sandy Creek games tonight on ESPN starting at 6:30. You'll hear the Ravenna, Grand Island Central Catholic games on Power 99 FM beginning at 6 o'clock. St. Cecilia boys a winner at Columbus SCOTUS. The girls drop a 3-point contest. The Hastings High girls fall to state-rated Seward last night. One other radio game for you this evening on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. The Hastings boys will be taking on McCook at home. Pregame is set for 7:30. But I look at some of the scores from last night, and you try to find out you know, what kind of surprised you? Well, here, I want to start Daddy out with this one. And coming up Monday on the show, we have, by the way, we're going to talk Clemson football.
I believe Paul Stello, I believe, is from the state.
Has family in Pierce.
Pierce, yeah.
So Pierce.
Strelo. Paul Strelo.
Pierce basketball, who just came off short practice because they were in the state football finals. Pierce beat Plainview last night. Plainview evidently couldn't make anything either. Pierce 53. Plainview knocked through a 27-yard field goal in the fourth quarter to get to 10.
Oh, no!
53-10, Daddy's beatdown of the night. Daddy loves to look at the scores, and that's what he sees today.
10.
And then just down the road, Wakefield beat Pender 71-70 in triple overtime. Bellevue East beat Papillion-La Vista South 91-88 in double overtime.
Oh, Plainview.
So that was rough on the boys' side from last night. Time to make our power rankings before we get into our first break leftover from yesterday. Daddy, fill us in on your NFL power rankings as we head into the final 4 weeks of the season.
Well, two teams go out. Arizona and New England fall out for me. And I put the Baltimore Ravens and the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons enter at number 10. But they've got to win at New Orleans to keep pace. And I don't see that happening, frankly. So I find them dropping right back out. But number 9.
Go Falcons!
I dropped the New York Jets. I believe they were at number 5 last week to number 9. The Patriots lost, so canceled out. The Jets, poor loss to the Broncos. So basically they just fall in the power rankings. They're still in control of that division. Number 8. The Baltimore Ravens. When I saw that only the Giants and the Tennessee Titans have a better point differential, well, then I must put in the Baltimore Ravens. They are finally finding some ways to put some points on the board. With that defense, that becomes a dangerous team come this late in the season. At number 7, the Indianapolis Colts. Peyton Manning didn't have one of his best days ever. The defense finds a way to score a touchdown. Hey, there's a team coming on, another scary team this time of year. Number 6, they've won 5 out of the last 6, and that's the Carolina Panthers. Huge game this weekend with Tampa Bay. Number 5, I've got the Dallas Cowboys. Since Romo has returned, he's completed 64% of his passes and has 7 touchdowns. Big game with Pittsburgh. At number 4, Tampa Bay. Now, this one, in the earlier in the season, 27-3, was a beatdown. Tampa Bay took care of Carolina. Tampa Bay's won 4 in a row and 6 of the last 7. Two very, very hot teams meet. Number 3, Tennessee. Detroit last week, now Cleveland. Next week, Houston. Can it be any easier for Tennessee to keep putting up W's? Number 2, Pittsburgh. Big Ben has been sacked 3 or more times. Pittsburgh is 2-2. Let's see if Dallas can get some pressure on him. And number 1, the New York Giants. They ran for 217 yards versus the Eagles the first time they played. We'll see if they can do it again.
Tim McMahon from the Dallas Morning News joins us in our next segment to preview Dallas and Pittsburgh. The same 10 teams I had in last week, just shows you how solid these rankings are. They're back again this week. Only 2 of those 10 teams lost last week. That's Arizona and the New York Jets. So I dropped them to number 9 and number 10. We were waiting for the shoe to fall on Arizona. It hasn't completely done that, but that was a little more embarrassing than I thought it would be going to Philadelphia. The New York Jets, who you had to put in because they beat New England and were 8-3. I'm still not a huge believer in these guys, and it'll be interesting to see what they do at San Francisco Sunday. I have them at number 10 and Arizona at number 9. Carolina is in at number 8. Indianapolis, they're playing as good right now as anybody as far as winning. It didn't look very pretty last week, but they won, and that's all they tell you that they want to do in the NFL. So they're at 7. I've been a believer in the Atlanta Falcons all year long, and I have them at number 6. Then we get to the top 5, and I think Atlanta will win this weekend. Dallas is number 5 in the power rankings. Again, Tony Romo back, but the opponents so far that they've beaten, Washington sliding, as I knew, and they're not tough, tough teams. Well, tough, tough teams are coming up for Dallas. Pittsburgh, I have at number 4. Tampa Bay remains at number 3. Tennessee at number 2. And the New York Giants at number 1. They are due to lose again. Will it happen this week? Those are my NFL power rankings for the week.
No Baltimore, huh?
No, I snuck them in a couple of weeks ago just in time for them to get beat down and prove that they're not worthy. So, bye-bye Baltimore. They got their one chance. Nighty-night, lose four more games, especially next week to Dallas. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tim McMahon, Dallas Morning News, to talk Steelers, Cowboys, and the NFL when we come back.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Danny Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Don't get stuck this winter. All tires are on sale at the 13-hour tire sale Monday, December 8th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at all Graham Tire locations. Our last big sale of the year. All Goodyear, Cooper, Dunlap, Hankook, and Kelly tires will be on sale. During the 13-hour sale only, purchase coupons for a lube, oil, and filter service for only $13.88. Limit 5 per person. Great for holiday gift giving. This is a one-day only sale, Monday, December 8th, so don't miss out. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
It's over. Our move is finally over, and we couldn't be happier. Lind Eye Care is now officially located at 4107 7th Avenue. So open your eyes and come see what we can do for you. For example, at Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs. Whether it be new contacts or LASIK surgery, at Lind Eye Care, they treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to see Lind Eye Care at their new location at 4107 7th Avenue in Kearney.
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
The best opinions on the hot topics will qualify for a Sun Heat Systems energy-efficient space heater, and we're giving away one a week for 10 weeks. Listen to Doug and Daddy weekdays 11 to noon. Your Sun Heat Systems hot topic opinion might lower your heating bills by hundreds of dollars. Brought to you by Sun Heat Systems and ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
We'll see some sunshine develop today, followed by increasing cloudiness this afternoon with high temperatures up around 40. Southwest winds will stay gusty at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will become mostly cloudy. We'll drop off in the mid-20s as winds turn to the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, guess what? It's that time. You're just coming off Thanksgiving. How'd you eat, Tony?
I ate very, very well. Thank you.
I am still dominating a boneless ham that I was able to stop by and purchase from Carrie over at Troutman's Quality Meats. And I'll tell you what, it's also good for breakfast.
Kid doesn't get any better. And was that spiral cut or just bone-in?
Bone-in.
Okay,
bone in. You know, takes a little extra work to chop that baby up, but it's well worth it. Get your orders in for smoked turkey and smoked turkey breast for the holidays. Boneless or bone-in ham, prime rib, can't beat it. And great stocking stuffers. How about a gift card? They're available from Troutman's Quality Meats, summer sausages, snack sticks, or some wine from Max Creek Vineyard in Lexington. And right now in the smokehouse, the freshest around. You can't do any better because you go in. Carrie goes to the smokehouse, grabs it out. There it is. Brats, hot brats, state fair brats, Polish, ham and cheddar franks, andouille as well. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nobody that can beat their meat for the holiday treats. It is Bob's Superstore across. There's T-Bone staring right at you. It's Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney. Get your orders in today. Don't wait.
You mentioned the prime rib.
You're going to be busy.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a lady, you're a little intimidated to go into a butcher shop for some reason. I have no idea why. But you go in there and go, that rib's way too big. We don't need one that big. Carrie don't care. Whack! He cuts it in third for you. Whatever you want. Whack! That's what he does. Then he vacuum packs it. You use it whenever you want. No. Oh, my gosh, it's way too big. There's no way we can... Whack! Perfect. That's exactly the size I want. That's what you do. That's what Carrie does.
That's just when he was beating the crap out of that fresh USDA ground chuck, the freshest in town. You can taste the difference. Doesn't matter. Burgers, ham, prime rib, turkey, it's all there for you at Troutman's Quality Meats. It's a girl's best friend across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney.
We go to the email here. This Ken chimes in on the Dent Popper inbox. Your inside reporter on Notre Dame, Ken, has the following to say. Charlie escaped by the hair of his chinny chin chin. Fact is, Notre Dame couldn't find anybody they liked to take the job. Brian Kelly would have accepted the job, and Notre Dame didn't think he was any better than Charlie. They talked to Bill Cowher and Gruden also. Charlie and Notre Dame have had to eat some humble pie, and it's about time. By the way, my IrishEyes.com broke the story that Charlie Weiss was staying. Since we haven't heard from H-Man lately, I suppose his wife must have returned from visiting her sick aunt, and he has been muzzled again. Thanks for that email, Ken.
Did he mention H-Man?
He did mention H-Man.
And the H-Man returns. He's been in a good mood most of the year. But not today. Kind of a good mood early, but it's a nanny, nanny, goo, goo, I'm the coolest, and you, well, here it is. H-Man fires in, greeting, Husker fans. Let's take stock of where the Nebraska football team is 1 year after Billy Joe was sent packing. 8 wins, 4 losses. Exactly as I predicted. Billy's sham recruits have now been exposed as frauds. Slow frauds, as I said they were. Pelini is getting better recruits every day, as I said he would. What I didn't predict is how Stepford Husker fans continue to fool themselves with bizarre thoughts, notions, and ideas. And if you don't know what a Stepford Husker is, then, well, you are one. Case in point, H-Man from Riverdale says, Joe Gans. Most of you Stepfords are whining about how you wish Joe could be around another year or two. What lunacy is that? How many games, helmetless NFL football, would a person have to play to agree to such nonsense? Yeah, I want Joe Gans around another year or two so we could throw another interception in an overtime game. Yeah, I want Joe Gans around another year or two so we could fumble again at the 4-yard line. And yeah, I want Joe Gans around another year or two so he could take a 15-yard sack and seemingly cost us a game against the Weasels from Colorado. No, I don't wish Joe Gans could have another year or two of eligibility. Why? H-Man says, because I want to actually win a game against a good team. I want to go to the Big 12 championship. And I want to win a national championship. Something that would never happen with Joe Gans. Glad we had him here this year. Equally glad he won't be here next year. Good riddance, Joe Gans. And that is my take on the intramural quarterback of the year, Joe Gans. H-Man from Riverdale.
The intramural quarterback of the year. Okay. Huh. Tough to argue the three examples he cited, although... I will say on the sack he took, there was a guy right in his face, and very, very difficult for Joe to do much with that. But nonetheless, that's H-Man. We have no responsibility for his thoughts.
H-Man from Riverdale. That's unbelievable. That's actually just unbelievable stuff there. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox. At Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You got your picks ready to go today?
My picks are ready.
You got any confidence in them at all?
After the last month and a half, hello, no. I do not. I am ready to go.
Tease us a little bit. How many games are you picking this weekend?
I've got 4 NFL games, and I've got
Four?
Well, if I'm going to hit something, I've got to go deeper. That's just my logic this week.
Great weekend of NFL football coming up, and of course we've taken a look at some of the games already, Tony. But
we only have our eye on one. And, of course, Dallas-Pittsburgh goes back to a long-time rivalry. We're both Cowboy fans, actually picking up Cowboy Nation at different times because of our age difference, but still Cowboy fans, and there are a lot of Pittsburgh Steeler fans in the area, and boy, do we hear about it.
Yeah, we hear about it quite frequently, and we're pleased to be joined right now by Tim McMahon of the Dallas Morning News to help us break down this game and get a better insight in this game. Tim, thanks so much for the time, and I guess the first thing right out of the chute, is this a must-win for Dallas?
Well, they've got to win probably three of the last four to get in the playoffs, so I guess you could say they could lose this game, but then they're in a situation where they've probably got to roll off three in a row. Put it this way, if they win this game, they're probably in pretty good shape. If they lose it, they're in big trouble.
Well, and Tim, we're looking at a big picture, I think, too. Dallas is a team that was picked to go to the Super Bowl and a chance to get through all these injuries. You know, they win this, they put themselves in a position to maybe finalize that goal and end the season on a hot streak. If they lose it, they're limping into the playoffs and probably not a favorite anyway.
Well, if they lose it, like I said, the playoff chances are in serious doubt. But if they do get in the playoffs, that means that for a change, they've played well in December, and you know they've got such a difficult December schedule. Their opponents are 34-13-1 on the season. So if they manage to get in the playoffs, they'll be playing good football. They'll be hot, which that's obviously a major change from the last couple of years. But the tough part's going to be getting there.
Tim McMahon from the Dallas Morning News joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tim, I guess the injury situation, especially on the defensive side of the ball with DeMarcus.
Oh, DeMarcus Ware practiced yesterday with his hyperextended left knee. He'll play. He'll wear a brace on it, but you know, he's confident that he's going to be good to go. I don't think that there's any major concern with him right now. Marion Barber is a different story. There's major concern about him. He has not practiced. He didn't even do any rehab work yesterday. They just wanted to keep him off that dislocated pinky toe on his right foot. I would be surprised if he practiced today, and I think that's really going to go down to a game-time decision with him. And, you know, when you look at the style of game that it's expected to be, you know, maybe some snow, a cold weather game. Pittsburgh's obviously a grinded-out type of team. They really do need to be able to have some sort of running game, at least the threat of the running game, and that's going to be awfully tough to do if they're relying on Tashard Choice, a fourth-round rookie.
Does that change the game plan, or do they just plug him in and see if he can do what Marion does?
Well, I don't know. I think it has to change the game plan just because, like I said, Tashard Choice is a kid who he hadn't carried the ball 25 times in his career, so I think it'd be awfully tough to count on him to carry it 25 times against the NFL's top-ranked defense. You know, but the thing is, if the wind's blowing 25 miles per hour and, you know, and the snow's coming down, do you put the ball in Romo's hands against a team that has two outside linebackers with double-digit sacks and say, hey, we're going to ask you to win this thing, throw it around 40 times? So if Barber doesn't play, it really will make things difficult for those offensive coaches to come up with a game plan.
Tim, I guess I look at the Pittsburgh defense, the best in the league, and they're just not giving up a lot of points. If Cowboys are able to put up 21, is that enough to win this game?
Actually, I really do think it is. Because you look at the Pittsburgh offense isn't anything special by any stretch of the imagination. They've allowed 36 sacks. They've been inconsistent running the ball, which, you know, that sounds a little bit funny when you're talking about the Steelers, but that's been the case this season. So, and the Cowboys' defense has been playing pretty well. So I do think that it's going to be a low-scoring game. I could see a 21-17 Cowboys win, but getting the 21 is going to be tough to do.
Tim McMahon, Dallas Morning News, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tim, what about, you know, as you mentioned, you kind of touched on it, Pittsburgh's not exactly healthy at the running back spot either.
No, they're not. Willie Parker, that knee has bothered him all season long. You know, there's the great debate here on draft weekend whether the Cowboys made a mistake drafting Felix Jones instead of Rashard Mendenhall. Steelers took Mendenhall, and now they're both on the IR. So, you know, that debate's tabled at least until next season. But I will say this, Melody Moore, the Steelers' third-string running back, for a third-string guy, he's stepped in and done a good job. You know, he's averaging a little bit over 4 yards per carry. He's a decent threat as a receiver, but we are talking about a third-string running back. You know, he's certainly not Willie Parker, when Parker's in his Pro Bowl form.
Tim, is there any concern about the kicking game in the cold with Nick Folk?
I don't think it's too big a concern as far as field goals go. You know, Folk hit a 53-yarder in Buffalo last year when it was pretty cold out there. And the concern, I think, if anything, with him is the kickoffs. You know, the Cowboys are the only team that hasn't had a touch all season long. The kick coverage has been a major concern all season long. You know, if he's kicking the ball to the 15 or the 10, and the Steelers have a chance to set up returns in a game where field position is going to be precious, I would say that's a problem.
Tim McMahon of the Dallas Morning News joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tim, how has things changed here? People thought Wade Phillips was on the hot seat possibly earlier this season with all these injuries. Who's kind of running the show right now? Who's getting the job done off the field?
Well, you know, let's not overreact to what the Cowboys have done here in these last few weeks. The Redskins are a team that's fallen apart.
Yeah.
Seattle and San Francisco are
terrible.
So, they've played well these last few weeks. They got three straight wins that they desperately needed. But I don't think Wade Phillips should be, you know, putting his feet up and feeling really, really comfortable there. You know, if this team doesn't make the playoffs, I'd be surprised if he's back next season. And I really think Romo is the guy who makes the difference. I don't think that the Wade Phillips has done anything different other than getting his quarterback back. You know, this team made a mistake thinking that Brad Johnson could be a reliable backup quarterback. That blew up in their face. And no matter what, if Romo goes down, you know, if a guy's a backup quarterback, there's going to be a major drop-off. Getting him back was huge. He's really played well against two bad defenses the last 2 weeks. And now we're going to see what Romo can do in December, where he struggled the last couple of years against four really good defenses.
Tim, I guess one of the last questions I have for you is Pac-Man Jones comes back. First of all, how much does he play on defense? And second of all, how much does it affect team chemistry?
I don't know that it affects team chemistry a whole lot. I think there's three camps there. There's a small group of guys that's really excited to have him back and likes having him around. There's a pretty decent-sized group of guys that really doesn't care either way and just hopes he manages to stay out of trouble for the rest of the season. And then there's a group that doesn't want anything to do with him, but, you know, just says, hey, I don't care about the guy. I'm not going to worry about the guy. I'm going to do my thing, and if he screws up, that's his problem. So, you know, and the distraction stuff, this team, if it's not Pac-Man Jones, it'll be something else.
You're right.
You know, this team doesn't worry too much about all that kind of drama. He will play in the substitution packages. Not 100% sure about the nickel, but definitely the dime. I think his playing time will increase as the season goes, assuming that he stays out of hotel brawls, and which, you know, Jerry Jones fixed that problem by firing his bodyguard. Good luck with all that. But he also will return punts and probably kickoffs, and that's an area where he didn't make an impact in his first go-round with the Cowboys, but he's proven to be an elite return man. And, you know, again, we're talking a game where field position is precious. I could see him making an impact there this weekend.
Well, Tim, I guess we've talked a lot about Dallas have to do almost everything right to even have a chance to win the game. Do you think they can? Do you think they will?
I do. I don't know. I've got this feeling in the gut. People talk about Pittsburgh is such a tough place to play in the winter. You look at the last two seasons, they're 3-3 in home games in December and January, so it's apparently not that tough to play. Jacksonville beat them there in December last year. They beat them there in the playoffs. And I don't think Jacksonville's real used to cold weather either. So, again, I don't. For some reason, the Cowboys haven't proven they can win December games, but I do have a feeling that this team will play with a sense of desperation. I've got a feeling that Romo's got it going. And you said 20 points, I'm going to give them 20. Or you said 21, I'm going to give them 20 points, and they'll win 20-17.
Well, Tim, we appreciate the time of the Doug and Daddy Show, and you made one big mistake, and that was when you gave us your phone number.
No problem. Give me a call anytime.
Tim, thanks. Enjoy the game.
All right. See you.
Tim McMahon for the Dallas Morning News. Oh, see, it's kind of like Alabama. It's not a logical pick, but people are starting to pick Dallas.
Oh, that scares me.
I know. It scares me, too. Hey, coming up, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. Let's go ahead and do that. We're going to give away some tickets to the UNK Softball Pancake Feed, which is coming up this Sunday at the American Legion. Go out, support the softball team. Great silent auction. Meet members of the team and the coaching staff as they have one of their biggest fundraisers for the year. But let's give those away, and we're going to do Johnny Casino's in just a little bit. Caller 4, we're going to give you, in fact, caller 4 and 5. We're going to give away two pairs of two tickets. Is that what you think? Caller 4 gets two tickets. Caller 5 gets two tickets. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. If you'd like to attend the UNK Softball Pancake Feed this Sunday, anytime between 8 and 1 at the American Legion in Kearney, we'll take callers 4 and 5 and get you some tickets back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Right now, TomTom is making it easier to give the gift of smart, simple GPS navigation. Pick up a TomTom today and you'll save up to $100, which means that instead of a lame gift like a facial hair grooming kit, you can give the easy-to-use GPS that's smarter than any other. And with its clear, spoken directions, it'll take you places that a pair of neatly trimmed sideburns never will. So save up to $100 and go with the perfect holiday gift. TomTom. Go confidently.
What if we told you we'd invented a whole new card for your business? A card that can give you the working capital you need, interest-free. A card that can earn you rewards to reinvest in your business. A card that's not a credit card. Well, we invented it. About 20 years ago, the American Express Open Charge Card. To get the purchasing power millions of owners already have in their wallets, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN. American Express Open. Calling all business owners. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Getting the satellite dish aligned is the worst part about tailgating. Well, Husker fans, it's time to take tailgating to the next level. Rich & Sons Camper Sales now has the ViewCube. The ViewCube is a portable satellite dish that can be used with your satellite TV. Great for RVs, campers, or even truckers. It sets up in minutes, and with only one cable and a wireless remote, you'll be watching your favorite games and shows in no time. The ViewCube. Quick, easy, and now affordable at $100 off the regular price. Only at Rich & Sons Camper Sales south of Grand Island. With Rich & Sons Camper Sales and the ViewCube, tailgating is better.
In Las Vegas, you never leave a restaurant hungry. Just as Johnny Casinos in Grand Island is a sure bet for great food every night. Barbecue chicken and rib Tuesdays, ribeye Wednesdays, prime rib Friday and Saturdays. Try Johnny Casinos, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. Now featuring Texas Hold'em Wednesday night, 6:30 and 9:15. Remember what goes on at Johnny Casinos will bring you back to Johnny Casinos.
It's the crowd. It's the band. It's the game-changing plays.
Lattimore on the flea flicker.
You know the traditions and the rivalries.
Personal foul.
Now you can hear all the excitement of college football with ESPN Radio's College Football Game of the Week.
It's a Saturday triple header with Army-Navy at 11, followed by the SEC Championship with Alabama-Florida and the Big 12 title game between Oklahoma and Missouri Saturday on ESPN.
We'll see some sunshine develop today, followed by increasing cloudiness this afternoon with high temperatures up around 40. Southwest winds will stay gusty at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will become mostly cloudy. We'll drop off in the mid-20s as winds turn to the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Picks, Daddy's Selection, and my Lock of the Year all coming up. Plus, email in retaliation to H-Man, of course.
We're going to get to email, but first we want to remind you that Dynagrow, they want you to know that the best recommendations for their customers are not just about selecting the right products. They also include proper product placement for your soil and your environment. They know the soil differs, so the varieties of corn and beans and such they place in those environments differ. That's why not everybody's in control of the Nebraska area. That's why, like Lauren Kaiser's from Farwell to Wood River, Jesse Carmen, Shelton to Chapman area, Dave Freeze, Care to Loop City. Everybody concentrates on their own area because they know that area. The best relationship with the Dynagrow customers means an understanding what's right for them and then doing it. Whether you're a new customer or you've been planning Dynagrow for years, let them know what they're doing and how they can do better. Thank you for trusting them to put their people and their product and service to work on your form. They look forward to a long and valued relationship. Oh, and they want to thank you for your business in 08 and look forward to again serving you in 09. Dynagrow is where it's at. Not sure who that local area seeds dealer is for you? Well, call 1-800-652-9298 and they'll point you in the right direction. Dynagrow, it's like two turntables and a microphone. It's where it's at.
Was that a two-turn table?
By the way, it's been about a week here. The fans have been clamoring on a physical update for you. Now, some fans that saw you doing some Axtell basketball JV earlier in the week, they still have their doubts, but they couldn't tell if that was because you were injured or just because
obese.
Of you. Yeah.
Just obese. Well, well, you know what? Let's let Derek.
No.
It's getting much better.
Ooh, what are you doing?
See? Oh,
much better than what it was.
Not good, though.
There's hardly any bruise, but I'm a little worried about... See, there was unbuckling again,
yeah,
people.
It's...
There was unbuckling because the bruise is on the upper thigh groinal area.
Very homophobic people I work with. I don't understand. I just don't understand.
Let's make somebody happy right now. As we always do, we let Derek select the Sun Heat System Hot Topic winner of the week, receiving a Sun Heat System energy-efficient space heater, which will help you lower your heating bills, maybe by hundreds of dollars with this great worth hundreds of dollars a unit from Sun Heat Systems and ESPN Superstation. Who's the winner this week?
Well, we had a lot of good emails, including ones from Karina, Joe, Sean from Kearney, all chiming in, but Rick from Lincoln sending us a good email on the how he worded it, the effing BCS, because that's kind of what it is. He goes on to say, explain to me how the BCS can claim their system is the best. He goes through the fact that some of the conferences don't have championship games, the fact that they say, well, they don't want to play off because it would keep students away from their schoolwork, yet the bowls are getting scheduled farther and farther apart. So a great topic there by Rick from Lincoln. He's our winner.
And I thought the best part of that was is that they say every game means something. Well, obviously not, because throw out Texas, nice. Oklahoma. That was just one of the examples. Well, congratulations to Rick, listening on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Sun Heat Space System, Space Heater System coming to you. Back to the email, Daddy.
Got news for you, H-Man. We wouldn't be a 500 team without Joey Gans. The sack that Joe took against Colorado was a throwback that Watson called right into the blitz. I'm not sure why you're calling Joey out on that. We as Husker fans should get down on our hands and knees and thank the football gods for Joey sticking it out despite the previous regime trying to screw him over. This intramural quarterback will be a first-team all-conference in any other league other than the Big 12. Come on, H, you're better than this.
Better! You're better. When we come back, it's Johnny Cassino's Pigskin Pick'em. Who was that from, by the way?
That was from Trent.
K-Town?
Trent and Kearney.
All right. If you have not bumped heads with
us. He's waiting for a start.
If you have not bumped heads with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, then yes is your chance to win a $25 gift card. All you have to do is go up against us. She gets a $25 gift card to Johnny Casino's right next to Conestoga Mall, Highway 281 in Grand Island. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. 3776 is how you dial that up. And we will take caller number 7. What'd you want?
Well, I was... Okay, 7.
Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
TAG Heuer presents Maria Sharapova.
I left my mom and my country at the age of 7 to follow my dream. At age 9, I was practicing tennis 6 hours a day in the Florida sun. I lived out of a suitcase for 3 years, traveling everywhere, competing in the middle of nowhere. At 17, I became the third youngest and first Russian player to win Wimbledon. Today, I'm a 3-time Grand Slam champion and a United Nations Goodwill Ambassador. Making sacrifices, making history, making a difference. My name is Maria Sharapova, and I wear TAG Heuer. What are you made of?
TAG Heuer timepieces, Swiss avant-garde since 1860. Discover the diamond aqua racer worn by Maria Sharapova. Visit TAGHeuer.com for a retailer near you.
Ho, 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 Hogan's has it for the holidays. Come in now through Christmas and watch the savings pile up with our snowball sale. When you buy any item at regular price, you'll receive 25% off your second item, 35% off your third item, and 50% off your fourth item. And for that hard-to-buy-for person on your list, Hogan's gift cards are always the perfect size and color. Located at 2412 Central Avenue, we're open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's has it this holiday season.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys in Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see some sunshine develop today, followed by increasing cloudiness this afternoon, with high temperatures up around 40. Southwest winds will stay gusty at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will become mostly cloudy. We'll drop off in the mid-20s as winds turn to the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
What kind of a show is this, anyway? I guess if OJ is sorry, then anything goes today. Saying, I did not mean to steal from anyone. They're supposed to sentence him at 11. Well, they're still going through their BS, I guess, right now. And we'll see what happens to OJ. Oh, man.
By the way, before we get back to my injuries a little bit, I would like to thank the guys at See the Trainer, a new business here in Kearney. They gave me the rib belt, and I'm working very, very nicely. So check them out. See the Trainer. It's on.
Dave?
No.
Okay.
Gave it to me after I wrote a check for it.
Okay. I'm just checking. Hey, it's time for Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em, and joining us today is Justin in Kearney, who's going to try and knock us out and put our season record to the worst it's ever been. And I'm going to tell you what, Justin, some of my picks ought to just give you this title. So you ready to go?
Let's do it.
Justin, right. Do you know where Rihanna's music is in downtown Kearney?
No.
Well, you should go check it out and check out their rented drums, because that's how bad we're going to beat you. Like a rented drum.
Wow.
You think, huh?
Wow. Wow. All right. We've got some championship games and a couple of regular season games. Let's start with the one tonight. This is for the MAC championship. Turner Gill and his Buffalo Bulls taking on Ball State. Who you got, Justin?
Ball State.
I got to take Ball State, Daddy, even though I think Buffalo is going to find a way to keep it closer than the experts think.
I think Ball State's going to win this about 50-3.
Army, Navy. I am taking Army. Daddy.
I will take Navy.
Justin.
I'm going to take Navy as well.
Pittsburgh at Connecticut. Daddy, who you like?
I like Randy Edsall. He's going to be a big-name coach coming out this year. I think Connecticut will win this game.
Justin, who you like in this one?
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
See, I'm a little worried about Pittsburgh.
You got a mustache, Justin?
No mustache.
I just thought maybe you like Dave Wanstead.
Okay,
I don't like the guy.
I'm going with Connecticut. That'll give Justin a win for sure. South Florida at West Virginia. Daddy, I'm taking West Virginia. Who you got?
Yeah, I'll take the banjo playing West Virginia Mountaineers as well.
Justin?
I'll take them too.
Well, this next one's an easy one. USC at UCLA. So, Daddy, who you got?
Well, both teams only getting two timeouts per half. I'm going to take the Trojans, though.
Yeah. Boy, if UCLA had one more. I will take USC. How about you, Justin?
Same here.
Arizona State at Arizona. Daddy?
That's a Wildcat.
It is?
Yeah.
I got a whoopah for you.
I will take the Arizona Wildcats.
Justin.
I got the Wildcats as well.
Doug selects Dennis Erickson and Arizona State for the straight-up upset out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Somebody's got to do it, and plus I want Justin to win. Cincinnati at Hawaii. Daddy, this is one I want to talk about when we get done. I am taking Cincinnati because I got to get one right, and this might be the one that goes the other way. Who you got?
Well, Cincinnati.
Less than a touchdown favorite, if that tells you something right there.
I guess they think that Cincinnati's going over there for a vacation. This is the only thing I can gather, and they're not paying attention to this football game. Hawaii's not a good football team. I got to take Cincinnati here.
Justin?
I'll go with Cincinnati, too.
Yeah, Hawaii only beat Washington State by 2 touchdowns last week. Boston College, Virginia Tech. Who you got, Justin?
Va Tech.
Daddy, I took Va Tech. Who do you got?
I'm taking Virginia Tech.
Are you really? Okay. Now the two big ones. You can hear them both right here on ESPN after the Army-Navy game. Alabama and Florida. Daddy, I'm taking Florida. Who do you got?
I've got the Gators. I just think they got too much speed.
And Justin?
I'm going to go with Bama on this one.
All right. I got no problem if Bama wins it, by the way. Missouri versus Oklahoma. Daddy?
Well, Oklahoma wins this ball game. Once again, I just think they're overmatched. I mean, you can say all you want. To entice people and fire people up, but when your talent on talent is better on one side, I got Oklahoma.
I don't like Oklahoma's defense at all, but they can score points. And I think there's going to be a shootout that Oklahoma eventually wins, giving everybody the kind of a fun game, I guess, Oklahoma-Florida in the final, maybe. Justin, who do you like?
I got to go with Oklahoma.
And the total points is the tiebreaker for the Big 12 championship. Justin, what do you got?
We go with 86.
Daddy, I took 80.
I got 98.
Hey, Justin, a $25 gift card to Johnny Casino's coming your way. Thanks for playing with us today.
Yep, you guys have a good one.
All right, the weekend coming up. It's time for Daddy's selections, NFL and pro for this week, going into the final week of the college football.
Well, I start with a championship game, Ball State, minus 2 touchdowns against Buffalo. You know what? Buffalo had a great season. I think it ends here by losing this championship game. They'll get a good old bowl game, but I like Ball State. I lay those points. East Carolina versus Tulsa. I just think Tulsa's the supreme talent here. They've ran all over people all year long. I think they continue to do it. I lay those 2 touchdowns as well. Oklahoma, minus 19 in some areas against Missouri. 19 is just a whale of a bunch of points. I think if Missouri doesn't turn the ball over, I think Missouri is going to score some points. I'm going to take those 19 points. So in college, I take Ball State, Tulsa, and Missouri. I switch to the NFL, and I look at 4 games. Washington at Baltimore. Baltimore, all of a sudden, looks like one of those special teams in the NFL. I just think Washington can keep it closer than 6. I take those 6 points. Dallas at Pittsburgh. You know what? I think Dallas knows their backs are against the wall. I think they know they've got to go into Pittsburgh. I think they know they've got to get a win. I will take Dallas plus the 3 points. Atlanta heads to the New Orleans Saints. I think Dallas gets more help here because I think Drew Brees at home in that dome is good and maybe the best in the NFL in that dome. Minus 3.5. I lay those 3.5, take the Saints. And the Patriots head to the West Coast to face Seattle. Seattle, just terrible. I'd lay the 5 points and take the New England Patriots to get back on their winning ways.
All right, it's time now for my selection of the year. The Doug Lock of the Year on the Doug and Daddy Show is 4-0. And Daddy,
don't do it.
I am ready to go 5-0, and I am going to take Rutgers, lay the 10 against Louisville.
Awesome!
Hey, if you want to watch all the college and NFL football this weekend, I think it's going to work out. I like my pick. If you're going to watch college and NFL football this weekend, there's no better place to do it than the Chicken Coop. In fact, you can go watch the previews today. Lunchtime at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island with their high-definition televisions all over the place. There's not a bad seat in the house. They've got great lunch specials every day and a great menu to choose from. Sandwiches like the Philly steak, chicken tender hoagie, prime rib sandwiches. Maybe you want a pizza. They can get you a pepperoni pizza, or they can get you a drunk Italian. They can get you a specialty pizza. They can get you a steak. They can get you some pasta Alfredo. You want a salad? You can get a salad. A taco salad, a chicken salad, and of course, the best wings around. They are the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Great food and drink specials every night as well. Open 7 days a week at the Chicken Coop, and good luck on Keno. No, Daddy, I can't take Rutgers. I can't because, well, obviously they played last night. It just kind of came to me in a dream that this is the team I should select. And even though I just picked Arizona State for the straight-up win, I could pick them as the lock of the year. I think Army's going to hang with Navy. But I am going to make a pick that will be laughed at. We've done well picking against this team all year. I shopped around. The best I can find is 36. Ty Willingham will cover his last game. He's covered one game at Washington this year, given 36 at Cal. That is my lock of the year, and I'm a little worried about it. 0-11. I've done better, but Washington to cover the 36.
And boom goes the dynamite.
There you go. Just like that. One more time, Derek.
Let's go back.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Nick fires in, "Oh, Daddy, how I wish there was a YouTube video of your accident. Thanks for the great show, and I'm glad Doug and Derek are the only ones experiencing the unbuckling. Cannot be pleasant." You got that right. Number two fan has chimed in, that little weasel. He says, "I love to hear the optimism of the Cowgirl fans. They are way too soft to handle a real team. Can't wait to see T.O. drop some more passes and Hines Ward lighting up Pac-Man. I normally don't like to jinx my team, but the Steelers are going to roll." And I had to edit part of that. "They are going to roll." Love the show, number two fan. Number two fan, we love you. Bring your terrible towel Sunday, because you're going to be crying in it, brother. You're going to be crying in it. Hey, we want to thank all the fine folks that emailed us all week long. Also, Tim McMahon for the Dallas Morning News, who talked about the Cowboys and Steelers game. And just a great week. If you missed any of our interviews from earlier in the week, Vahe Gregorian from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch yesterday, along with Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook. A lot of high school coaches on this week. Check out the podcast at Cunningham's ESPN Superstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Just click on the podcast and pick your day.
Also, Doug, don't forget, there's going to be a lot of bull talk the next 3 weeks. Paul Strelo from the state newspaper, talk a little Clemson football. We're going to get acclimated to this team. Obviously, new coach, a lot going on with Clemson football. We're going to effort some people from the Jacksonville Travel and Tourism Bureau as well. And hopefully, I am going to effort the mayor of Jacksonville to have him on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And tomorrow, the Kearney High Wrestling Invite here at the finals live on Power 99. And football here on ESPN, Army, Navy, Alabama, Florida, Missouri, Oklahoma, and a triple header in the NFL on Sunday. We will see you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.